Knocknahay Productions presents Retreat.
Written and produced by Andy Ipakchi
and Evan McCann.
Episode 6.
Welcome! Distinguished guests, all, welcome to Knocknahaytoga Ireland. To you and our global listening audience. I'm David McKagan, your host for this evening. And we're being live here for RTE worldwide. Gunter, that's great, but let's dispense with the sounds for now. Kathleen O'Mara Artist Residency has been refurbished to house the first Megacore Art Theme Park. First, allow me to introduce to you a lady who needs no introduction, the mega behind the core, the sky behind the storm, niece of the great late film star and arts visionary, Kathleen O'Mara. I present to you Megacore image consultant and so much more, Miss Sky Jetjetski.
Oh my, thank you, too kind, thank you so much. A special, gushing, warm-blooded shout-out to the board of Megacore. Welcome to my happy childhood home. Now, I trust that our creative arts staff is helping my global VIP guests to settle in nicely in Knocknahay. If not, do let me know so we can take swift action. Now, it has long been the Megacore dream to command all the vulnerable talent in the arts. Well, look around. We've hooked ourselves some big artsy fish. Well done to me and you, the Megacore team and community.
Champagne, Miss Sonberg, Mr. Musk.
Agnes. And yes. Psst, over here.
Oh, it's the collaborator. Champagne?
No, Agnes. Well, maybe just a little splash. What's up with all the uniforms?
This is the new service uniform for resident artists to earn their keep. Go watch your best friend, Sky.
Sky is not my friend.
Well, neither am I.
She tricked me. Agnes, please, stop.
You're stepping on my tail. Peasant.
I know I messed up. Please?
Yes. I need more panda cub tartare for Mr. Branson.
All gone. Mary, my sculpture went at auction for 20 million euros, and I get 4 million of that.
Now's not the time, Agnes. Wait, what? Did you say 4 million?
Yes. Mary, the best part is that a hedge fund manager bought it for his London courtyard. Wait until he smells Una's dead dog decomposing. My masterpiece will be famous.
Guys, I'm so sorry for what I did.
Oh, speaking of stinky, Shannon, I have one question. You pretend to be an artist. Do your art quilts even exist? Huh, didn't think so.
Shannon, you'll excuse us. Agnes and I are on the clock.
Thank you, Sky. Always looking out for a bottom dollar. Next on...
Agnes, come on before Shannon gets us kicked out again. Champagne, Mr. Bezos?
No, Mary. Watch this. Let's make our American imperialist squirm in her pink stilettos. So, Shannon, prove you're not a complete fake.
Go on, we're waiting.
I might be able to. All right, you judge. Guys, I really am sorry. So, in my bag... Actually, I came to give this to Bridget as an apology and a thank you. See, I'm leaving Ireland. It's too good for me.
Bullshit. Too good for her. It's always about her. I knew it the moment I first laid eyes on her long blue fingernails.
You should be ashamed. And I don't think Bridget wants anything from you. And she never did. Ever.
You're wrong there, Mary. Hippies always want something. Huh?
I deserve everything. You guys are sane. Ugh, stupid Diamante zipper. Wait, one second. Here. Okay. Look. Ta-da!
Oh. She did make a quilt.
Yes, and I know it's crap, but I made it without Tang's factory.
Irregular stitching, loose threads all over, and it's totally lopsided. And what is that smell?
Viscount mint cookies? I binge eat. Anyway, I made this for Bridget. From now on, quilting is my jam.
I hate to be harsh, Shannon, but... Yes, you tell her.
Shannon, it's a masterpiece.
Masterpiece? And yes, look at those spelling mistakes. Everywhere. Biscuit stains are just trapped in. She needs to use a T-square for straight lines.
Boxes. We talked about this, remember? Poof. Break free.
Okay. I will say it certainly is a testament to your dedication and your integration of your cousin's druidic aesthetics, Shannon.
Oh, I detest that word. Lovely. Blech.
Mary, if I knew how to make it up to you, I would. But... Oh my God, what is that lady wearing?
Come on, Agnes, I've had enough. She's going to talk about designer bags or diamonds.
No, look, that lady! Good luck, Shannon. That lady, she's dead!
Oh my God! It's my Una! Una!
Shannon, hold the champagne tray. Somebody, call an ambulance.
The clothes under your feet. Tread softly because you tread on my dreams.
Una can't resist free things. This free champagne was her ultimate downfall. Why didn't I stop her?
Agnes, listen, she's not dead.
She's dead drunk and naked. For Pete's sake, cover her up.
Una, where are all your clothes? And your pretty ginger wig.
Use my quilt to cover her up.
Don't touch her.
We can't just leave her there naked. Look at all that cellulite.
Una, wake up. Look, free refills.
Agnes, ma'am, yes, may I? I'll stitch in some little armholes. See? Like a Jackie Kennedy shift dress.
Like Jackie Kennedy if she was bald and wore a lopsided sleeping bag.
Roll her towards me.
Ah oui? Très belle, Shannon. Mary, you're right. The quilt is downright hideous. But who cares?
Shannon, perhaps I was too quick to judge. Your gesture just now was lovely.
Oh, lovely. Blech.
Oh, hey, guys. I've just helped Olivoff into his costume.
Olivoff Smirnoff? The famous...
No, not him.
But, like, isn't he really famous?
Shannon, I'm not talking to you. Except to say, did you see Una? She's wearing, like, the most amazing garb. It almost looked like...
It is. Bridge, it's our quilt.
Whoa. But whoa. Why is it wrapped around Una? Cosmic intervention.
Shannon sewed it for her. It was meant for you, but we found Una naked. See? It's your poem.
It is. The goddess will become our stepping stone to holistic grace. My poem has finally been published.
Exactly. Well, on this happy note, I guess I should go.
Shannon, I can feel your good side energies radiating from it.
I must say, I do too.
I only saw Una's tattoo on her thigh. A dumpster. She's so kick-ass.
Oh, Bridgie, thank you. And I'm sorry we're not real cousins. For what it's worth, I don't care.
I mean, if you want, I could attempt to re-tether us cosmically.
Really?
Shh.
What do I have to do?
This is it.
The world-famous contemporary sound artist Gunter Hermelin will now present his new soundscape based on the life cycle of the Irish stoat and other surprises.
Stop! No applause. I will begin.
Maggie, our first murder was child's play. We can do better if we must. Maggie, just dangle your male charms. Little silicone Barbie will come running and lap it up.
That American tout already follows me around like a lost dog in heat.
Please, keep those sort of details for yourself.
But get that plastic paddy on record, admitting that not a single artist here works,
and I'll do the rest. If you fail, I'll have your kin booted off this land
faster than you can say goodbye, Knocknahay.
Understood?
Fake news! Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain with the soundboard. Melanie, have Gunter Hermelin removed from my grounds immediately.
Bridget, go get Barney, Teresa, and Nora. They're hiding out behind the emergency exit.
Malachy McCourt, you can tell whoever you like that I murdered my very own kin 20 years ago. But
I murdered my very own kin 20 years ago.
No one listened to a bog rat like you. I'm the
sole heir of this dreadful place and woe to anyone who crosses me. Just try, Malachy. My dopey cousin's corpse is bone cold ashes by now.
Those dimwit police got bored and closed the case.
And anyway,
we were but
confused teens.
I was a teen, you were 20.
19. And
with the statute
of limitations here.
There is a statute here, isn't there?
And anyway, you cut the brakes. Technically, you
murdered my only cousin,
poor lovesick
Mickey O'Mara.
Well, you watched me. You watched me, Scully, and I watched you as the evil grin slid across your face as they lowered his coffin into the ground.
Enough! Melanie, place a stack of V56 non-disclosure forms at the exit. No one leaves without signing. Is that understood?
It was all her idea.
You people are all parasites! Leeches! Off my land!
My whole family can testify against Sky.
Malachy, how hard is it to secure audiovisual equipment? I warned you this could happen. Now look, barnacles!
I'd have gladly killed my cousin a second time. The first time wasn't half as thrilling as I hoped.
Hands off me! This is a breach of my human rights! What about Mr. Hermelin? He needs permission to record. Where is she? Melanie! You're fired!
Now, Gunter!
Please, everyone, settle down, please. They're just stoats. No need to panic. Gunter! The king stoat is humping my leg. Find a mate, quick!
Gunter, bet you didn't know I could do that. There's nothing that a stoat hates more than a tin whistle. Oh, look, there y'all are. Very fancy. Oh, I almost feel like I'm at the Oscars. The prize for the most evil bitch goes to Sky Jet Jetski. And as for Malachy McCart, the guards are bringing them both to the Knocknahay jail. And if they toss the key, you have to skank. Quiet down there now. No time for fineries. Now listen, while I have you, I just want you all to know that Kathleen O'Mara was a fine lady. She herself hired my boss, Nora O'Leary, and they became friendly. Where is Nora? Not here. Okay. Nora says that Kathleen said this place was to be a haven for them artists. And if that's what my boss says, then it's the truth. But I can tell you now, them artists are a right pain in the arse. I tell you.
Teresa, I don't understand.
Well, there she is. Nora O'Leary, folks.
Teresa, I don't understand.
Teresa, though the postman delivered your DNA results weeks ago, I couldn't bear to lose you, child. So I hid the letter. But it's time now.
Nora keeps this place tip-top.
Stop the holy show, Teresa. Look in the envelope.
I look at it later.
Please. There's more. Now, let's hear it for our favourite gong banger and Pied Piper Teresa and her boss, Nora. Ladies and gentlemen, step aside as I...
My father was the late Michael O'Mara himself. I'm Katie O'Mara's granddaughter.
And may I add, 9 months after her poor father's accident, his murder, his poor dear's mother died too, of a broken heart. She didn't tell a soul, not even me. That lovely Michael O'Mara was the father of her baby girl.
I don't remember.
What I do know is that Teresa was always loved and lovable, and you still are. Teresa, you're the real heiress, me dear.
You heard it here first, folks. Riveting. Ladies and gentlemen, excuse me, but the show continues. Our next surprise guest is Olivov Smirnov in the flesh. How are you all doing this evening? But now, ladies and gentlemen, Olivov demands full silence. Watch and judge with your own eyes as you witness the unfolding of his undercover investigative footage filmed himself over the past 12 months. Simultaneously, we have the privilege of his performance of a live interpretive dance. Note the traditional Mongolian hand gestures fused for the first time ever with traditional Irish dance steps. My good self will narrate tonight's work for the visually impaired. I present to you my latest work, Dolly is Not Just a Sheep.
Nice leotard.
Our performance has begun. He's unfolding. Up. Up to stretch. Stretch to a series of gentle backflips.
Oh my God, Bridget, did you see that?
Yeah, I taught him that Mongolian hand gesture myself, obviously.
No, the woman in Olivov's video, didn't she look exactly like me? I would never wear nylon.
Oh, right, yeah. No, that's not you. She must be a clone Megacore made from your DNA. Basically, they take their DNA sample and they use it to create extra staff for their employment agency. If you'd paid attention, that's the whole point of doing the multiple flips, see? It's all the evidence Olivov found, that they are using our DNA for cloning.
What? They've made, like, more of me? But, like, totally fake me. But, like, they can, like, make me have better eyelashes and stuff?
Yes. Look, there is a Bridget clone, but she has nice teeth.
Yeah, they made several of me, Olivov says. Look, there I am cleaning the floor with, like, totally toxic chemicals, which I would never use.
Hey, there's a copy of my very own Uncle Colin. We are witnessing history, folks. An outstanding undercover journalistic dance masterpiece extravaganza. Please, please, Megacore guest, please remain in your seats. Anyway, there's nowhere for you to hide. We've got you. You're in dear old Notbehaney, in the middle of nowhere. Olivov is into his triple pirouettes with his discreet Tibetan hand sign meaning kindness, seamlessly evolving into a one-fingered salute. Outstanding! What's this? Clones? A parade of Megacore clones themselves joining the dance? I've never seen anything like this. They're forming a human triangle on stage as the Megacore team are being arrested in the parking lot.
Whoa! Human triangles are like universal symbols of intellect, love, and power. Whoa! Olivov didn't tell me he was gonna do that.
Teresa Pet, what are you doing? You don't need to be here anymore. This place is yours. Give me that knife. Put your feet up now, love.
No, Nora, you leave it to me. But sure. Why don't you ring the gong for a change?
Yes, Teresa. Whatever you say, Teresa. After all I've done for her.
Oh, hey, this is great crack altogether. Sure, I'll give it another. I'll wax her.
Hear me out. I do love it here, and I'm so grateful to Teresa to offer me my old job back. But Mary and I, we're not getting any younger.
And as ARSE has been dismantled, I can write whatever I want. No more biannual Petrarchian sonnets for me anymore. And Agnes, you were right. I feel free. Bernie and I will head off to wherever the wind takes us.
Oh, Mary, I must admit, your sonnets were pretty good. So good that I'm adapting my next sculpture into levels of Petrarchian structure.
Well, in that case, do be careful how you balance the last seven lines. But anyway, back to me. I decided to write a one-man musical based on Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Bernie will be my star. Sing it, Bernie!
Oh. Let us represent worthily for one the foul brew to which a cruel fate consigned us. What do you say? It is true that when with folded arms we weigh the pros and cons, we are no less a credit to our species.
Zut alors! No wonder Beckett fled to Paris. I have news too. I'm moving in with Una. We're setting up an upcycling business. Una, ma chérie, wake up, precious.
Teresa has approved my request to set up my audio studio under the old hedge school. We'll protect the Irish stoat population with my technical know-how and her tin whistle. The king's stoat relies on my presence. I've become his curia regis of sorts.
Well, this is all rather reminiscent of the 1916 Easter Rising, when the good people of Ireland took their rightful place at the table. That is, until the Civil War of 1921-22, when they all started killing each other. Oh well. I'm off in the morning to pick up Frida from the hospital, and we will be starting a publishing company with Olivoff Smirnoff, and you're all invited to the launch.
Olivoff Smirnoff, famous Russian
dissident. No, he is no longer a dissident. Putin has publicly apologized to him. Ever since he brought down Megacorp, he's not only received a medal for deeds of bravery, but an honorary Irish citizenship and the key to the village of Knocknahay.
And Olivoff has cordially agreed to stay here to rehabilitate the displaced clones lodging in the new hall. Full expose in the Knocknahay Guardian this weekend, if you're interested. Our VIP guests are behind bars. A great close-up of Skye giving a toast with a tin cup.
She looked great. I was meant to ask her how it is that her lipstick always looks so fresh. And did anyone read page 12 in the Knocknahay Economist? Skye, who's their main court witness to all the nefarious dealings, put on a bid to get a plea bargain, I imagine.
Hello, Knocknaheysters! Shannon here! Still think you should serve Guinness. Am I right? Hey, David, scoot over. We're vlogging live tonight, and the sunset is due in 13 minutes. We're showing our newest art quilt tunic with homeopathic sweat aromas for mental health.
Hi, guys! I'm fasting, but before you eat, I'll lead us in a Thai blessing. I'm branching out into global gods and goddesses these days.
I thought thinking globally could help us in our social media to go viral.
Okay, so we summon face off the goddess of rice. Even though rice isn't served tonight, we do like a bit of steamed brown rice now and then.
Let's all hold hands, shall we?
Oh. Ooh, face up. Is that you? I feel a presence. It's actually pretty strong. I've never felt exactly.
Well, look at that.
It's not the face that rice goddess or whatever. It's me mother and me father. You've appeared at last. A miracle. Those voices. I knew them ghostly sounds had been trying to tell me something all these years. You've been watching over me, have you? No, me. Snow White Hand? Seriously? Cliché. Blech.